Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bilal's Wrestling Roundup. This week, the Royal Stumble. Yes, I'm going to talk about the Royal Rumble and how it's a massive stumble. Now, quickly, I need to let my listeners know that there will be spoilers for last night's SmackDown. And that would be the January 22nd edition for my non-Canadian friends. So if you haven't watched SmackDown this week, and that's the week of January 22nd, the day of January 22nd for you non-Canadian suckers, you know, hold on. But now, let's get into it. Spoilers abound. Starting out with the main event, we have John Cena, Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar. Cena fights this week, of course, with the help of Sting, which you could have seen from a million miles away. He gets the jobs back of Dolph Ziggler, Luke Harper. No, I'm just kidding. Not Luke Harper. Eric Rowan and Ryback. No Axel. Of course. Like, Cena wasn't going to lose his championship match. There wasn't enough support behind Brock Lesnar for him to be a face against Seth Rollins. So now we got this triple threat. So this is the first stumble in the Rumble, or the Royal Stumble. What happens here? Does John Cena win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship for the 16th time, completely obliterating Ric Flair? Does Seth Rollins win the championship, rendering his Money in the Bank contract absolutely useless? Or does Brock Lesnar continue to hold the championship, only to disappear for an entire month, and he might not even show up before WrestleMania? Well, the answer is, all these scenarios are terrible. This is awful. It doesn't matter who wins this match. It really doesn't. Whoever wins the Royal Rumble, statistically, they win the main event at WrestleMania. And I would say this year, it's 100%. Whether it's Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns, it's probably Daniel Bryan. I'm going to get to that in a second. Daniel Bryan's going to win the main event at WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar, we're already talking about him going to UFC. John Cena, you know, he's already overstretched his welcome by about 5 years. And Seth Rollins, well, you know, yes, he's going to be champion at some point. But he's already said in the past that he would like to cash in the briefcase at WrestleMania. And for him to be in this match is just stupid. It's just stupid. You know, I can't even think of another word. It's stupid. He's got the briefcase. Why is he in this match? Just you know, I don't know. This is dumb. Moving on. The WWE Tag Team Championship. Speaking of dumb matches, you have the Usos defending their titles again against Mizdow and The Miz, or The Miz and Mizdow, whatever you like. We're already seeing the signs that Damian Sandow will turn on The Miz, and the Usos alluded to it a little bit on SmackDown, saying that Sandow needs to go out on his own. So why are we having this match? If I was to guess, either in the Royal Rumble or this tag team title match, Mizdow and The Miz are, if not going to have a complete falling out, will have a partial falling out. So the odds of these guys winning the tag team championships are between 0 and 1%. You are the 1% or less. So this match is totally pointless. This match should have happened on Raw. Enough said. And you could have shown some more cracks in the relationship going into the Royal Rumble. and then, you could have had a tag team title match with The New Day. You know, you could go back to Goldust and Stardust. I don't know why you would, but you could. The Ascension. Do a lot of things. Didn't do any of it. Complete waste of a match. Speaking of a waste of a match in tag teams, the Divas champion, Nikki, will not be defending her title at the Royal Rumble. Yes, the one pay-per-view where 30 male superstars are going to be in a Royal Rumble, and you really need the Divas division to shine like never before, does not have a Divas title match. Not at all. Instead, Nikki teams up with her sister Brie against the slap-together team of Paige and Natalya. I am not joking. That is the pay-per-view match. Not a match on main event. That's on pay-per-view. Yeah. What a complete and utter disaster. Are you kidding me? Who came up with this idea, and why are they not fired? You know, I don't even believe Paige and Natalya as friends. I don't. You know, I'm pretty sure that Total Divas thing was scripted, or there is a producer poking Paige to do it. Because we've seen Natalya do this with Summer Rae to no avail, to Rosa to no avail, and this will be to no avail. And I'm sorry, how long has Paige been in the WWE? She showed up after WrestleMania last year, showed up as a face, turned heel, and is now a face again. What, she's going to turn on Natalya now to make it 4 turns in less than a year? Good job, kid. What an utter disaster. Like, this is just terrible. The sad part is, this could have worked. This could have really worked as a fatal four-way for the Divas title. But nah. We'll put a tag team match on pay-per-view. Just because we can. Good job, WWE. Way to blow it. And a match I didn't even know was on the pay-per-view because nobody cares. The New Day will take on Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Adam Rose in the Royal Rumble kickoff. I watched SmackDown and Raw. I had no idea this match was even on the card. I am finding it out right now on my podcast. That's a first. I thought my next match would be on the pre-show, but no, this is a match. Now, I'll give them credit. This is a pretty good rivalry. I'm okay with this on the pre-show, but this feels very, very soft. It doesn't feel like something that strikes me in a way that says, well, you know, that would be a great pay-per-view match. I'm glad they found a group of three people to go up against the New Day. It feels like a feud you could just carry into the Royal Rumble, though. I'm not sure if it's really even worthy of the kickoff show. What I thought was the kickoff match is the Ascension versus the New Age Outlaws. This should be pretty good. I like these guys. They're good in the ring. I feel like they've built the New Age Outlaws a little bit too big, and you're going to find that the Ascension will probably do pretty good in a two-on-two match, I should say, without all the legends around them. We'll see. I've hit my microphone because I'm sort of still upset about the whole Legends coming back on Raw. It was cool to see him back. I don't know if you had to... let's understand the WWE logic for a second. You bring in the Ascension from NXT. They're the former champions, the longest running NXT champions. You have them beat The Miz and Mizdow the first night they're in action on Raw. But then you pull them back. You put them in a bunch of matches with jobbers you've never heard of. And then you get them just beat down by the New Age Outlaws with a little help from a couple other legends. And now what? They're going to beat the New Age Outlaws and, you know, or they lose? This is the worst send-up to a main roster I've seen in a long time. Anyways, well, we'll see the match. I'm sure it'll be something. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble itself. That's the big deal. You know, I could sit here and talk about 30 superstars, but there's really two that matter. Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. They announced first. There's, you know, Randy Orton's not even in the equation right now. He should be. He should have been a surprise appearance. You know, Sting shouldn't have saved John Cena. Randy Orton should have saved John Cena. And then you use Sting for something else, but whatever. I don't know. You know, like, first of all, Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns announced first. And then when you look at the other announcements, Wade Barrett announced, well, he just won the Intercontinental Championship, just came back, he's got a chance. Rusev announced, well, he's not even defending his U.S. title in the pay-per-view. He's got a chance, but, you know, you can already write in pretty good feuds with him. You know, and it's rumored that he will cost John Cena the title on Sunday, which I hope is true. Then you can have a John Cena-Rusev feud. That's pretty much the best you're going to get out of John Cena at this point, so it makes a lot of sense. With Wade Barrett, he's been so poorly managed. I'm sure I've already mentioned it in past podcasts, but you get him to win the title over Ziggler, loses to Sin Cara the next week, barely retains the title. Now Ziggler's back. You know, maybe you re-examine that feud. You know, Eric Rowan is not in the Rumble, which is a massive mistake because he would have been a great favorite. The Big Show's in the Rumble, but nobody thinks he's going to win. Not even the Big Show, even though he says it. And you go down the list. You know, Ryback's not going to win the Rumble. You know, I don't think that any of the tag teams are going to win the Rumble. Although I'm sure they'll fill out the Rumble. In fact, I'll tell you right now. You have Tyson Kidd. You have the team. Sorry, let's start with the New Day. And you have Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose. And then you have the tag team champions and Mizdow. That's already 10 people in a match that I'm pretty much confirmed are in the Royal Rumble that are just tag teams. And then you add in Los Matadores, maybe. Goldust and Stardust, maybe, probably. We know, actually. Now that's half the Rumble is tag teams. You know. And then that's assuming the Ascension and the New Age Outlaws don't work their way into the match. It's a pretty bad assumption on my part. So more than half of this Royal Rumble will probably be tag teams. You know, we're going to have Bo Dallas come back. That'll be a nice little hit. You know, maybe a guy like Santino gets in there. You know, maybe there's a huge surprise and The Rock gets in there. maybe one of the losers of the championship match, John Cena, or, God help us, Seth Rollins is in there. Maybe Brock Lesnar loses and is in the Rumble. That would be pretty interesting. But if I was going to sit here and actually predict all this out, which I think you get the gist of what I'm thinking, but you'd have to think that given Daniel Bryan's health, and again, I talked about this last week, you put him against Brock Lesnar, and then Seth Rollins cashes in and spoils the party at the WrestleMania. That's probably as good as you can do. You know, you can certainly plug Roman Reigns in that same role. You know, if I was to guess right now, say it's 60-40 Daniel Bryan, maybe 70-30, those are the odds. I feel like he is the dominant favorite to win this match. And I think with Roman, you're not sure about his character right now. He's not as good in the ring. He's young. He's got a lot of time to get better. And he can go out there and set some records in terms of eliminations, you know, working towards total eliminations, which Kane will probably surpass Shawn Michaels this year, and then Roman Reigns can surpass him in, you know, 4, 5, 10 years from now. That's quite a bit for someone as young and as Roman is in this industry. There's plenty of feuds for him. When I think about Daniel Bryan, I think about his neck injury. Not his neck injury, but whatever his injury was. Now I forget. But you think about his injury. You think about the fact that Brock Lesnar is already this cloud. He's going to UFC. And they've really stretched. You know, if Brock Lesnar is a champion after tonight, he's losing it at WrestleMania. And he's probably not even at the fast lane or whatever the next pay-per-view is. That's not Elimination Chamber. That's probably the same day as the NBA All-Star Weekend, so I won't watch. No, I'm kidding. I probably will watch. That's kind of where we are. I don't know what else to tell you. I'd love to hear what you have to think. Is this a royal stumble, tumble, jumble, bumble, crumble? I'm out of words that rhyme with rumble. But is this a bad Royal Rumble, essentially? Tweet me from wherever you're listening at BilalV87 on Twitter. Or comment. Until next week, thanks for listening.